Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together and hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them, intercede on their behalf, and give thanks for them. Although the number of people who attend church services is constantly shrinking, it's very good to see that prayer isn't going out of fashion. It's often assumed that people pray as they get older. However, a ComRes opinion poll in 2021 revealed that twice as many people in the 18 to 34 age group prayed compared with those aged over 55. Isn't that fascinating? But the question is, what do we do when we pray? In our verse today, Paul encourages Timothy to have the right focus in his prayers. Our natural condition is to be self-centered. And so it's very easy for us to see prayer in an entirely selfish way. We pray for ourselves, our happiness, our health, our family, our future, and so on. All of those things are perfectly proper subjects for prayer, but if they become the exclusive focus, something's gone seriously wrong. Paul reminds Timothy that the priority of his prayer life needs to be to pray for others, and particularly to pray for those in authority. This was particularly challenging at the time because many of the rulers in Paul's day were violently opposed to Christianity. However, Paul tells his young friend that they needed to be on his prayer list. What strikes me is that Paul saw prayer as Timothy's priority. There's no doubt that Timothy had huge, demanding responsibilities as a leader. He had pressing issues to deal with every day. He needed to be robust in defending the truth of the gospel, particularly because there were so many who were trying to destroy the church. He had an incredibly busy ministry, but amidst all his vital work, Paul told him that prayer needed to be top of the list. That's an important observation for all of us, because it's often tempting to see activity as our priority. We feel we should be busy when what the Lord really wants is for us to be prayerful. In short, if we're too busy to pray, we're too busy. I'm convinced that prayer still needs to be our priority. We will all be busy with 101 different things, but prayer needs to be number one, because this is God's work. In prayer, we show our dedication to working in partnership with Him. Let me pray with you. Loving God, please help us to take prayer more seriously and to place it at the heart of our lives. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You can also hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.